I was very taken and pleasantly surprised to have seen the response of Colombia to the papal visit, to have seen him step down from the plane and then in the Pope Mobile cross all of Avenida El Dorado to the Nunciatura, full of people in joy with this happiness in their eyes, the desire to be close to him, everyone wanting to touch him, to be there, just to feel his presence, has moved me deeply.
You're right. I also was struck by this warm embrace of this friend, someone who they obviously love. Now, it is a polarized nation. The people are divided, but they seem to come together in the faith. Am I mistaken?
You are very right, Linda. Actually, it has brought us together again around the visit of a holy man. Pope Francisco has this halo about him, this energy that has touched the hearts of every Colombian that has had the chance to either see him at any of the events where he has participated or the masses or simply wanting to go out to the streets. I, as a Colombian, was very happy to see that it is completely unpolitical. It is the desire we are, by nature, a very Catholic country. Today, I would say that we are easily 80% Catholic. So for us, Colombian Catholics, we were very touched by the visit of such a special man.
He's also a Latin American. He's obviously very happy to be back in his own continent. Do you think Latin Americans, Colombians, have a special feeling because of this?
I wouldn't be surprised. My answer would be yes. Yes, of course. We're all very happy that he is the first Latin American pope in papal history. So we see him as one of our own.
Finally, what legacy do you hope this visit may leave to your country?
Well, he has spoken extensively about peace and reaching out to others. I hope he leaves behind the desire in every Colombian to again feel and share that brotherly, fraternal love that he's been speaking so much about, and to find peace and reconciliation.
Are you hopeful that peace and reconciliation is maybe down a long road, but is it there in the future?
I certainly hope it is. I know that the most difficult part will be the implementation of all the peace agreements, and that's where mistakes can be made very easily. But I think that every Colombian is hopeful to live in a country in peace. My children, 30 and 35, they haven't lived in a country in peace. I was a little girl when all the violence broke out, and I myself have lived in a war-torn country all of my life. And I want peace like everybody else, that the peace process, it has its pros and cons. It has very many good things. And I know that the signing of a paper does not translate immediately into peace. Now comes the most difficult part, where every Colombian has to chip into the process and to open our hearts and be accepting of the former insurgents, try to find the way to bring them back in, make sure that the victims also find place in their hearts to want to forgive and to work in their country free of the fear of the insurgents on top of them out in the countryside. I'm not talking about the large cities. I'm talking about the people who truly endured and suffered